Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you know, cell phones are bad while driving. They keep telling us that anyway.
No. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's true, Tom. When you get behind someone and they're going slow, you normally, if you try to pass them, they're on the cell phone or their old one.
And those are people that are not professional cell phone talker drivers like me. You don't see me swerving around or slowing down to 20 on interstate. I can have a conversation and drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about Cato, but almost every time I'm out driving and I see someone that I think is drunk, I get beside them and they're doing something with a cell phone.
Well, there's something worse than cell phones.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
According to parents, crying babies are just as much of a distraction while driving as talking on the cell phone.
Here's the thing. A crying baby, if you, maybe I'm just, you know, an expert at everything.
Yeah.
But I've learned in traffic, you have to tune it out. Okay. You have to, you actually have to almost do like some sort of a what's that yoga type stuff? You almost have to sit there in your brain and repeat after over and over and go, I am not going to let this bother me.
Yeah.
I am ignoring this.
Yeah.
It's a lot like when your wife's talking to you. You sit here like, I am ignoring this. But you concentrate on the driving and you just have to tune it out.
Yeah. So, you know, you're sitting in the car and the mom's driving and she's looking back, wondering why the baby's crying.
Nah, you don't really wonder why. You know why. They're just crying because they're stuck in a car seat.
Well,
but I mean, 90% of the time, it's just fussy crying because they want to be out of the car seat and they can't because of federal law.
But that's you looking at it your way, and you're a little unique. But there are probably people who have feelings, and they look back and they go, I wonder why the baby's crying.
Now, you just...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I was tuning her out.
Yeah, I know. Well, about 85% said that they have lost focus, this is the parents, because of a little temper tantrum thrown by their little bitty kids.
Now, I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen, but I think cell phones are still worse.
The crying baby, I think, you know, you learn to handle that possibly, but the fighting with more than one child, I think that's what would drive me nuts.
Our parents were able to handle it.
Right.
I'm able to handle it.
Right.
My mom could reach back without ever taking her eyes off the road and hit the right kid in the face.
That's true. And, you know, your dad, how many times has he threatened to pull the car over, really?
Don't make me stop this car.
I'll get out right now, right on this interstate.
He even threatened to turn around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time he did.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go to Disney World.
Turn around and he took you home?
Took us home.
Wow, because you were fighting with him? Was your brother looking at you or something?
He was on my side.
He's looking at me.
Oh, yeah. And he touched me. He kept touching me.
Didn't get to go to Disney World.
He touched me again.
Well, according to the survey, 11% said their crying child had actually caused an accident while they were driving.
Caused them to have an accident?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that kid was driving.
No.
That's their own fault. I mean, if you let your kid cause you to have an accident.
Well, I think the best thing.
Here's the thing. You get in a car. I guess people do it so often, they forget this. So I'm going to remind you. You are in a 4,000-pound object that is hurtling along the road at 50 or 60 miles an hour. It should be your primary, number one focus of attention until you park it again. And people have forgotten that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know not everyone can do it 100% of the time, and I know there's going to be moments where you're distracted or whatever, but you've got to limit those. And cell phones and babies are two of the things you've got to go, okay, this isn't as important as directing this car right now.
Yeah. So you just ignore cell phones, ignore texting, ignore your babies, and ignore your wife.
Wow.
Not necessarily in that order.
And I know it's easy for me to say that, yeah. And then you get behind the wheel and things come up. And I'm not saying you shouldn't ever, ever, ever be distracted, but you've got to have the vast majority of your attention on the driving.
You know what you need? You need what the chauffeurs have in those limousines.
That little window that you can roll window, up between the front and the back.
If the kids are yelling and screaming, just roll that window up.
Or just get a driver and you sit in the back with the kids.
Ooh, you get someone to sit in the back with the kids and you drive.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Who wants to be with the kids?